The price of wheat crept above $5, and Kim, that's kind of big news in this market.
Well, I think it should be big news. You can go back, what, 5 or 6 months, I know a farmer called me and says, Kim, you know, are we going to have $4.50 wheat? And I said, oh, we probably got a 50-50 chance of getting. He said, what about $5? And I said, well, maybe 10%. I think $5 is a big deal.
What's causing that shakeup?
Well, actually, we're at $5.25. There's a lot going on in the market right now. I think the biggest thing is the importers, Egypt, Algeria, Syria, these importing countries are buying massive amounts of wheat. They're like Egypt normally has a 3 to 4 month storage. They're shooting for a 6 month. So there's real strong export demand, and that export demand is for bread, flour, wheat. You get looking at production. I think the market's already looking out to next year. You look at hard red winter wheat ending stocks, under 400 million bushels, somewhere down around 370, 380. The average ending stocks is about 530 million bushels. So wheat stocks are, especially hard red winter wheat, are relatively tight in the United States. Russia, you know, they keep raising Russian wheat production. They've got it over 3 billion bushels now. However, they're talking about export quotas starting in January. It's dry in Russia. It's dry in the hard red winter wheat area.
With all of that news, it's kind of that October surprise that they always talk about. In this case, you have the higher wheat prices, but you know, drills are rolling across the state. Will this rally in the price influence more planted acres across Oklahoma, you think?
Well, I called some seed dealers and talked to some seed dealers, and they say over the last couple of weeks, the demand for the seed has picked up. I talked to one dealer, and he said that he's had the best year that he's had in the last 3 or 4 years. So it looks like wheat sales are going relatively good. They probably picked up a little bit. If it didn't rain, it would really, if we could get some rain on this ground, I think the acreage would increase for sure. The way it is, we'll probably have slightly higher acreage.
That's great news for wheat. Where are we with corn and bean prices?
Well, you've had corn and bean prices increasing too. You look at soybeans. I mean, you go back a couple months, where is it, $8.70 on the futures contract? It's now at $10.50. That's a $1.80 increase. You look at corn price, we've had a 65 to 70 cent price increase from 320 to 390 on the board.
So with all of that optimism you said, do you think that we'll continue to see that price rise, or is this kind of a cautious optimism?
I think it's a cautious optimism. You've got the importing countries buying in advance. We get out there, the COVID kind of goes away, you know, we get a vaccine for that. The economic situation stabilizes around the world. They're going to have more wheat in storage than they normally do, and they'll back off on exports, and we'll see these prices fall possibly even faster than they went up. How long will they stay? Who knows? The question is, you can forward contract wheat for $5.25 to $5.50 for the 21 harvest. Do you want to do it?
Do we want to do it?
I think it depends on the producer. I might just take a little bit of it. I don't believe I'd go after it whole hog because it's dry. I don't know how much I'm going to produce. And if it stays dry here and in Russia and we have a short crop, we could have $6-7 wheat if it stays dry and production's low.
You've always said, and correct me on this, prices come and go, but weather makes, I forget your quote, say it.
Policy comes and policy goes, but weather determines price.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.